Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Comfortable, gratified, pleased, and satisfied? Well, good. One can think about being content in many different circumstances, but perhaps most universally, sitting around the table after enjoying a fine meal. So funny, then, that it was Uncle William's arguably most grisly and gruesome tale of gore and gastronomy where we come away from the table rather discontented. It was here that William first, but not nearly as famously, coined discontent. That would be forever linked with a hunchback king. More on that later, if I can find my horse. The word content comes, surprise, surprise, via the Latin, forgive my pronunciation, contenere, which came from contentus, meaning contained or satisfied, which itself derived from the past participle contineri, which meant to hold together, which itself is made up of con, meaning with or together, and tenere, to hold, which probably comes to our use as satisfied, as our desires are bound or held in by what we already have. But to the play, and into the violent and vengeful world of Titus Andronicus, where we find a dispute over the Roman throne, with Saturninus and Bassianus, the late emperor's sons, each vying for power. Enter Titus, a battle-weary general, fresh from a decade-long war against the Goths. Fresh, however, might be the wrong word. Titus actually brings home with him a coffin full of dead sons, and a captive queen, whose lust for revenge soon will drive the play's horrific events. We find discontent contentedly emerging early on in Act 1, where Saturninus addresses the captured Goth queen.
Clear up, fair queen, that cloudy countenance. Though chance of war hath wrought this change of cheer, thou comest not to be made a scorn in Rome. Princely shall be thy usage every way. Rest on my word, and let not discontent daunt all your hopes. Madam, he comforts you, can make you greater than the Queen of Goths.
Queen Tamora is not contented, and her hopes are indeed daunted, to say the least, and sets about on her course of revenge, which is too graphic to go into here, which sparks Titus to kill her, but not before baking her dead sons into a pie and inviting her to the dinner table. But we'll leave that there, shall we? Uncle Will was also, at the time, working on his King Richard III, around 1592-ish. But unlike his Titus, where we had to wait some 267 lines to be discontented, he liked it so much, he used it right at the outset, not just in the first act, but in the seventh word of the first line.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York.
Richard III itself was not all rosy, pun completely intended, and contains murder, mayhem, revenge, incarceration in the Tower of London, and, perhaps in a nod to Titus's gastronomic gore, death by drowning in a barrel of wine. So, discontent in the ferment, you could say. That was horrible. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.